Is this the good senator?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you know, I'm starting to get a complex here.
It's not you, it's me.
Well, let me tell you this. I see you hanging out with Rob Adams, and you're everywhere. You've been around a lot. So I'm glad that you're joining us. Really quickly, we only have a couple of minutes. We've been talking all morning. Can you please rattle a cage up there in Hartford and fix this electric?
Eversource.
The utility rates are, this is ridiculous. My bill was over $750 this month.
Listen, this is my number one top priority. And the good news is that the public is speaking out on the issue. There was a poll done, I think, a couple of weeks ago saying that it's the single most important issue to Connecticut voters. And by a ratio of 3-1, people agree that we have to cut the public benefits charge and that those programs should be funded through the budget if they're funded at all. So this is an issue, yes. My colleagues across the aisle do not agree with me that we should cut the public benefits charge, but the public agrees overwhelmingly. And eventually, I think that will help us move the ball forward. This year, it's not looking good right now. But the public being so outspoken behind cutting the public benefits charge is going to bear fruit eventually. So we got to keep speaking out.
30% of my bill. 30%. And then the other part, I like how they say, well, shop around for the delivery, and then you get, you know, with a new delivery company, and then it goes up anyway. So it's a no-win situation. And, you know, we talked a lot about housing today, too. It's like I'm so fortunate to have got the house that I got, but now I got to pay three times more than I should to put the lights on in that house. Hey, what were you doing here with Rob yesterday?
So I spent the hour with him. The first bit of it, we talked about, you know, local Greenwich sports. And for the latter part of it, we actually filled out and previewed the brackets. So we're hoping everyone enjoys the March Madness.
Give me something quick because we only have another minute together. Help me shore up my brackets.
So I think this is the best one seeds that the tournament has seen maybe in decades, in many, many years at least. Pick either Florida, Auburn, or Duke to win it all. I have Auburn, but I think any of those three are going to win it.
Before I let you go, you know, you mentioned that the folks in Hartford on the other side of the aisle are not as receptive to this, but is it my imagination or are the Republicans caucusing with the governor and it's been more productive?
Well, the governor on many fiscal and economic issues is closer to the center than his colleagues in the legislature in the Democratic Party. So, you know, with 2-1 Democratic majorities in the state legislature, he sometimes is forced to work with Republicans because the folks in the legislature are often just, you know, out to lunch or whatever. I have a really good relationship with the governor and especially on energy issues and fiscal issues. You know, we disagree on some issues, but, you know, we try to work together collaboratively. And I really invite the governor to keep working with the Republican caucuses in the legislature to protect our fiscal and budget guardrails. You know, I'm worried that the overwhelming majorities in the legislature will push him in the wrong direction. I think we need to bring people together, bring people to the center. So we invite the governor to keep working with us in order to find that middle ground.
I wish we had more time, but we got to run. I do appreciate you checking in. Thank you for calling, and I hope that you'll keep us up to date on this public benefits nightmare that we're dealing with.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good talking to you guys.